Friday, June 3rd, was National Bicycle Greenway Day in the city of Indianapolis. And we have with us here today the man behind a lot of the success that they've had in Indianapolis in transforming that community from a town once known only for its motor speedway. His name is Ray Irvin, and he's known nationally as Mr. Greenway. So, Ray, how long have you been beating the drum for greenways there in Indianapolis?
Started in 1988 when I was on the City County Council, and an initiative that we would pursue based on the mayor's vision at the time, which was Bill Hudson. Well, one of the first things that we ended up doing when we started assessing our own city for parks and recreational opportunities in our city, we shortly found out through a study of cities, and that was at a time, as it is today, that we often don't have enough money. It was also a situation in our city where over the years of growth in our city spaces, off from our recreation spaces because of the highways, thoroughfares, and the white. I had long been an advocate of George Kessler's work from earlier in the last century, and he actually worked in it. He started talking about looking at how we could use those linear green spaces to create a greenway system and start to tie, exploring it with a commission that we developed through appointments from the city. 120 destinations in our community, 52 of those destinations were parks alone. Looking at these linear green spaces, not as just flood zones and floodways, but looking at them as linear park areas from floodways and floodplains to LP, linear park, and started working on connecting our neighborhoods and park system back together. So that's when it first started with the city, to actually work for the city and head up the Greenways Initiative. And today we do both the Greenways and...
Inspiring. Ray, when you said 20% park deficit, what exactly do you mean?
Parks land is a good representative of the quality of life in a community base and, you know, some recreational opportunities. And both as it, you know... related to adding to our park system. Say lofty goals for your community, then you need a documented quality. We were 20% below what we should have had for recreational space for the...
You're writing a book documenting...
Dr. Greg Lindsay, several years. And he and I will be co-authoring a book on what a regenerance of that organization could be... Basically, developers and communities and both public and private sector opportunity values and the impact on property values, which I might add is extremely positive in dollars in property gains, value gains just from the greenway. The National Department of Transportation is actually using some of his formulas for that. But what we're trying to do is really capture how we can start more regional context. And one of the problems is, very much like Richard Florida has said in his last two books, more sprawl-based communities. And how do we start tying in our cores? And we've got to maintain these core cities. It's so vital. That I like to say is there's no there. Well, it's still the heart of our cities that are those there places. Connect them to the regions and the parks and really let the communities benefit by access easily without having to get in their cars. It's the old, why spend a gallon of gas to go get milk just about with Costco?
Really?
You know, those are issues that we people in the service industry, in our economies, and these people owe some affordable transportation, and with a good greenway system and good bike route system, economic strata within our communities, but also a health and fitness.
Ray, I know one trail, for example, is the Monan Trail, where our sponsor, Valley Bikes, is located. It is extremely prime real estate. People are just falling all over there themselves to get located onto that strip of greenway. But it wasn't always that way.
Oh, absolutely. When we first started talking about building the trail, we want fences or we're going to move away. And now it's just absolutely the opposite. We have the same way with Pleasant Run Trail, Fall Creek Trail, Eagle Creek Trail, the Central Canal, and it's an 1836 canal with water still in it that still functions, and we're expanding that project now with our local water company. This to get some exercise, to just ride their bike or jog or walk and clear their mind, and looking at how we connect these nodes, these destinations that people would go to. All of the amenities, the communities and the ice cream and dining place, how that adds to the quality of life for a community.
Oftentimes when people think greenway, think trail, they think dirt, think bouncing up and down on a dirt trail. I'd like our listeners, however, to know that these are asphalt greenways that connect to transportation, but you do have some exceptions.
We do have, now, the canal towpath is actually a crushed limestone product mm-hmm. that we've used, and crushed limestone because it's very much like the historic trail, part of the National Erie Canal type system that they were working on. And highway bridges, and actually I say highway, actually road bridge, iron bridges, we've taken a couple of those now, renovated them, and used them for bridges over the canal rather than throwing up something.
What has this done to the car-centric attitude that used to be so predominate in Indianapolis?
What we've found now is by creating this greenway system, competition with each other, not only to hold on to the people that we have here, but for you to make Indianapolis a destination that people would want to come to. How do we create a quality? You can't see the mountains or hear the ocean from here. But you know what? We have some those as amenities that kind of wind through our communities and use those as of peace and solitude and or industrial areas. Well, there's not a lot of environmental structures, and we've worked down there with different groups to create public art where people enjoy actually passing through these areas and looking at art. I think every city in this country today is looking at, you know, a conference is thinking, what is in that city that will bring them here as opposed to another city? And a greenway is maybe, you know, one of the parents or somebody's in a conference or they have some time at a sporting event, ride with their friends somewhere, and look at our city, and it's such a wonderful way.
This is just very inspiring stuff, Ray. Creation opportunity. You do a fair amount of speaking yourself, don't you, about this greenway?
Yes, sir. I will actually be at the Rails to Trails conference later this year in Minneapolis, several years ago here, and we've just kind of seen it grow now until the Mid-America starts to move around Mid-America. But we have a drum of greenways and the value that it brings to a city. The other thing that is, and he was saying, well, you know, the greenway, and that's community infrastructure. Underneath the Monon Trail, we were able to locate that piece of infrastructure for a fraction of our thoroughfares, disrupt traffic and everything else. So because they follow rivers and streams, and because they're linear running through all these communities, they have water, gas, sewer. And if you do need to get in there and work on it, it's very easy to throw to do and then reestablish the trail without disrupting your commerce. So I'm a great advocate for the location of infrastructure.
How many miles of greenway do you have there, Ray?
Right now we have about 200. We have right now 8 corridors that are active with 65 miles of dedicated bike routes on the streets with signs. And we also have about 15 miles of trail under some type of planning right now. And
50 miles of on street, is that, are those bikes?
We have 65 miles of trail on the ground building towards more. Park. We have a mountain bike park, and like I said, there's no mountains.
Phenomenal.
We have a great city here, and we had some land donated along the river, and we've built a single track phenomenal. In fact, there's going to be a big event this weekend for National Trails Day.
Have you spoken in Tampa, for example? Or?
Actually, I've been down to Tampa, St. Pete several times and looked at their system. The Pinellas Trail down there is a real plus for the communities, and I was in Dunedin, and then there's a little town just north of Commerce and quality of life to those communities.
Besides Tampa, is there any?
Oh, I think there's a lot of cities around the country that, you know, we've talked about it for years and years that we've been working in. And I think it's really, and my office, we probably do as much Indiana University and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant right now for 150,000 counters out on our trails. We're doing a lot of stuff on impacts for community.
For that, what I'm trying to kind of ask you is, in addition, as an extensive program as you, can you think of it?
A good job. San Diego has a wonderful system, build a nice system there. Minneapolis City's project. Uh-huh. I mean, they're working on a waterfront project. They have cities around the country that are starting their cities. They've not left a lot of room to actually develop opportunities there. And that's just a value added to and work a lot better than we've done in the past.
When I biked across Indianapolis in 1979, it was tough. It was a mystery. Not many people knew the routes. There wasn't really a whole lot of information about that available. I understand you have some maps now.
If you look at our bike route maps, we've actually numbered all of them. Mm-hmm. And it was a yellow sign that we've done. Greenways has worked with our Department of Transportation. You can get on the route and you can stay on it. We all system. And every one of our buses in our county now has them, but there's signs along there where the bike routes work. That's an idea that I'm trying to promote right now, is take your bike to work day. Use their bikes and use the trail system and use the buses. I think a real plus for a city also.
And that's built.
You can take a look at that map and see the route. The numbers are east and west, and it's really worked. So we're actually working with all the surrounding. I mean, this is a regional system and creating this quality of life.
You're a legend.
Ray, the stuff you've done out there is legendary, no doubt. Do you think it's possible to connect America with that type of phenomena, if you will, a national greenway?
I think, I'll tell you what, I really do believe today that we can create it. The way I would pay for a greenway today is we would look at these greenways for the utilities to use. Surface would also be their service and access road. Real estate transfer tax, where we have actually improved real estate values, we should actually can prove that we've increased values. We could look at subterranean leases for fiber infrastructure pieces. And I think maybe even but something that would be a user-paid throughout the country connected together in a huge system. You know, the Katy Trail, state of Missouri. And if you've not been on that, now it's revitalized all those little towns, and or there's all of these bed and breakfasts up and down the trail. There's all of these that are just amazing, and that's the America I think we all want to live in. Some place that doors and build bridges, not walls, and start connecting our community together.
As you and I have discussed for a number of months now, I'm writing a book about the National Bicycle Greenway and the vision I hold for it, called "How America Can Bike and Grow Rich." And I'll be traveling through Indianapolis with it in 2007. Might you be interested in writing a chapter for that book?
Absolutely. Autograph copies, but I'll also promote it for you or anything. I'm working with you on that project. But I think it's quite this. You know, it's kind of interesting. We all eventually find our calling in life. And when you have that feeling about it, you know, I'm a fan of yours.
Thanks, Ray. Indeed, that's an honor. Can you talk a little bit about your greenways as they relate to the rest of the nation? I hear people come from all over the country to see what you've done there.
We just had the National Conference of Cities here in December. We actually had to add another bus. We had 2 days of venues, but we put commissioners and mayors from all over the country.
You've got a big day going on there tomorrow in Indianapolis, June 4th. That is
Trails Day, and tomorrow we've got a group of mountain bike outdoors, and it's a group of bicyclists that'll be for 2 days walk run on Pleasant Run tomorrow. The B and Oak, we have events all the time that we're trying to promote, and it's national. If there's anything we can do here in Indianapolis to help you, all you got to do is call me or get a arirvin@aol.com, and my last name is IRVIN, Indy, INDY, greenways.org.
Okay,
okay. Middle initial R, yes.
Okay, at AOL. Got it. Excellent. I don't know if the listeners here realize how powerful this conversation is, and I just feel like I know I'm blessed.
Well, you take care of yourself. Thank you so very much. The day was wonderful. I mean, the folks, we had nothing in around the country that we can do to help or that I can personally do to help.
You
take care. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You too, man. Bye.